Hi friend, do you have a business that is maybe a virtual or an online business, or you work out of your home and you need a mailing address? You want to look professional, you want to be professional, you maybe want to receive mail, but not at your personal address. You want that extra level of privacy? Well, consider getting a virtual mailbox through iPostal. iPostal is a company I've been working with and using for years. I personally have had multiple businesses with a virtual suite, and that's even cooler and more advanced than a PO box. So if you go to findyourflow.com/mailbox, you can learn all about the services that they offer. If you get faxes there, you can get physical products or packages mailed to that address and they will notify you. They can scan in your mail and you can look it up online, so you never have to leave your house to have your mail processed for your business. So really powerful stuff, really affordable for small businesses just getting started and scalable as your business grows. So go to findyourflow.com/mailbox to learn all about it. And until next time, my friend, be flowing.
Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I am your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special episode. Today's episode is Hindsight is 2020. Hindsight is 2020. Did you know that? What does that mean? It means that when you look back on something, it's also clear. You've got 2020 vision, right? It's like, oh, yeah, of course. In retrospect, I would have done it this way or that way, or I should have said this or that. I know for myself personally, I think of things to say that are cool and awesome and hilarious way after the time that they actually happen. So every once in a while, I get lucky and I'll think of something smart to say or funny or cool to say in the moment. But generally, it's by accident and just luck of, you know, more than anything. So the hindsight being 2020, it's like, could have done this better, should have done that better. Now, how does that relate to flow? Well, in an earlier episode, a recent episode, I talk about flow in the way that I see it and define it. So, there's flow states, which are kind of in the moment flows. Flow experiences of being in the zone, being in the flow. And then there is kind of, a big crazy goodness. I do this podcast while I'm driving. I'll point that out. I'm making weird reactionary noises here. For those of you new to the show, I do this sometimes while I'm driving and just see some crazy things. So as it relates to flow, this bigger concept of flow, I talk sometimes kind of about this meta flow, if you will. And that is where things like coincidences and serendipities and the law of attraction and these bigger things play out. And I'll explain that because it's kind of a conceptual philosophy, if you will, of how this works. And it is very much a mindset thing in some respects. So I'll give you some examples. I'll use the story that everybody uses because it's the first one that pops to my mind. It's super cliche. I'll just put that out there. You're probably already groaning. You probably already know what I'm going to say, but just in case you don't, pretend. Play along with me, friend. You've never heard this. I'm a genius. I'm about to drop some knowledge on you that I completely made up all by myself. It goes like this. Once upon a time, there's this this man, farmer, you know, and he's got a farm. He's got his oldest son, you know, and there all of a sudden there's a war. A war is breaking out. And so the local, military comes by to recruit. They're recruiting all the men, young men of age, right? And but the part I forgot to start is this old man, his oldest son. Darn it, I butchered this awesome story. I'm totally making up on my own. So the old man's got a son, and one day, and they have a horse, right? And the horse is going about its merry way, and then one day it disappears. And the townspeople are like, "Ah, what bad luck. Your horse ran away. What bad luck." And the old man says, "Good luck, bad luck. Who knows? Who knows if it's good luck or bad luck?" And the townspeople all ignore him and walk away. Next day, the horse comes back, and it's got a female friend horse with him. And the townspeople are like, "Oh my gosh, what good luck. That's so awesome. You've got two horses now." And the old man's like, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" And the townspeople are kind of like, okay. And they go back home and whatnot. Then the next day, the son, the oldest son, he's on the horse riding around, gets bucked off the horse and breaks his leg. "Oh my gosh," the townspeople say, "what horrible luck. Your oldest son, he's got a broken leg. This is horrible. How tragic." The old man's like, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" The townspeople think this guy's an idiot by now. They're like, "This guy doesn't know or do anything or say it. He's not got an opinion. He doesn't get fired up. What's the problem with this guy?" And next day, the military folk come along finally. They've been well on their way, and they finally arrive, and they're like, "Hey, there's this horrible war going on, or this great war, this awesome war, this war that is war, and we want to recruit all the young men." And, but not injured, man. This guy has a broken leg. We can't take him. Good luck, bad luck, who knows? So he doesn't get to go to war. Well, guess what? The war ends up being a tragedy. They get their butts kicked. And pretty much everyone loses their life, but not this son because he was home with a broken leg. Good luck, bad luck, who knows? It is what it is. Okay, I told a horrible version of that story. I apologize. But you maybe get the idea. The idea is that who's to say whether it's good luck or bad luck? In the moment, it might seem good, it might seem bad, but the next day, it could be the exact opposite. 5 years from now, it could be the same again. It could be the opposite again. It could be anything. It's going to change depending on where we are in life, what that thing meant. So it's almost always changing. Our own personal histories could be changed depending on our mental state of the now and how we look back, what lenses we look back on those previous experiences with. So with flow, one thing that I started realizing for myself, my own experience and studies and practice with this stuff, was that, you know, I used to be super depressed when I was young. And I didn't have as much context back then because I was young and, you know, because I was young and didn't have as much context. And it was really hard to deal with. And as I got older and learned better coping methods and things, it became a little easier to deal with. And that kind of changed my experience of those olden days because I was able to see them in a new light and see them as, well, gosh, if I hadn't gone through those tough experiences, as horrible as they were back then, as much as I hated them and hated life and hated everything back then, as hard as it was for me to go through that, looking back now, I see how much that impacted so many things that I've done and how many other people I've been able to personally help because I went through that and that changed the course of the path that I was on to very strongly want to give back to people who may be going through similar experiences, right? And so good luck or bad luck that I was went through that when I was young. At the time, it was horrible luck. I hated it. I hated life. I hated everybody. It sucked. There was nothing positive that I could see. But as I was able to kind of climb my way out of that, so to speak, I started seeing more and more positive things and started to see how some of those very same things could now be actually strengths and could actually help me in my life and hopefully help other people with their lives. So this bigger picture, looking back in hindsight, has given me tremendous clarity that I did not have while I was in that moment. And so my hindsight has, in some respects, become 20/20. Because if I'd known what I know now, if I'd known it back then, oh, I would have done this, or I would have done that differently. right? But in my hindsight right now of this own moment, projecting myself forward into the future, I would say no. I would probably keep it exactly the same, because those things, as hard as they were to go through, created who I am today and what I've learned and what I've become. And the things that I'm going through now, whether they be good or bad, lucky or unlucky, or I choose to not label them, then I can project myself into the future again and look back on this with that kind of perspective and recognize what opportunities for learning and growth might be concealed in the things that I experience as maybe not good. Does that make sense? Kind of a deep one, kind of all over the place a little bit, right? But you could say, well, Winston, well, then it's just all subjective. It's all whatever. It's all nothing and everything. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all what it is. It is what you make it, friend. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right, said Henry Ford. Whatever you label it, that is true for you. And to the degree that you're not aware of those labels being placed, then it may be completely unconscious for you. And the experiences that you have, you may think that you're a victim of these things. These external forces are acting against me. Everybody's out to get me. The world's out to get me. Ah, I'm just a victim in all this. Okay, you're right. On the other end of the spectrum, I am the creator of my own reality. I am the creator of my own experience. I choose the way that I label these experiences. Or maybe I choose to not label these experiences. I choose to practice non-judgment of these experiences. Okay, you are also right. Which one will serve you better? Which one? Take an example in your life. Extrapolate it into the future, okay? This is, you know, label something. And then think about how that label may be giving you a certain experience in your reality. So let's look at some more examples. Okay, you're walking down the street. You grew up, oh man, I got a great one, okay? Oh, guys, I'm so excited. You'll probably have heard this interview by the time that this particular podcast episode comes out because of just the way I started, because of time. Time is not time. Time's not time. That was some crazy madness one of my best friends, Dave, and I went through one night. Time's not time. You've heard plenty of – if you listen to my podcast at all, you've probably heard me rant about time more often than not. I don't believe in it. No. It's totally real, but not. At the same time. Time's not time. I'm digressing horribly. I apologize. Hindsight's 2020. History repeats itself. If you are experiencing certain patterns in your life that you want to change, reflect into your past as to times that you may have experienced like this before. How might you have been being like this any time but now, only then? And to the extent that you were like that then, how are you still being like that now? And how might that piece of you be able to change in a way that will allow you to experience more of what you do want now and going forward? And if you can start to imagine what that experience would be like and start to bring that into your awareness now and imagine the pieces of that experience that you really want to have and bring that into your now imagination and awareness, what things might you start doing differently now that will start to create that new experience and reality for you in the future? That's what I want you to start thinking about with this hindsight 2020. See, we started off talking about hindsight, right? Because that's our history, our own personal history. And as they say, history repeats itself. So unless we want to keep repeating that specific history, we can look back in hindsight and start to see how something we may have done or be doing may bring that thing about our experience and how we might be able to change that thing. And you may be saying, well, Winston, this thing that I'm thinking of, it's actually somebody else. Somebody else did this thing to me or is doing this thing to me. And in which case, okay, well, then you are completely powerless against this. Do you choose to hang out with this person or do you have to hang out with this person? Maybe it's a teacher. Yeah, Winston, I have to hang out with this teacher if I want to pass my class. I got to go. Okay. Well, is there a way that you could change the relationship you have with this teacher? Maybe that would be worth it for you to change the way you're interacting with this person. What could you do differently? How might you be being that gets that response from that person? And who might you have to become to get a different response? One that would be more in alignment with the experience that you want to have. And if you already had the experience that you want to have, if you were already experiencing that now, how would you be being now that's different than who you have been up until this point? And how soon can you start being that person already? Because if you're starting to be that person now and you continue to practice being in this state, well, then as tomorrow becomes now, you'll already be being this new person, and the people and the things around you will start to change in accordance with the new you. Isn't that miraculous? Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is, friends. It is. And so that's really exciting stuff. That is how the hindsight 2020 ties into flow in my personal experience, because as we reflect back, we say, well, gosh, this horrible, tragic thing that happened to me, if that hadn't happened, I never would have done XYZ, which never would have led me to ABC, which would never have led me to be able to do 1, 2, 3. So in hindsight, it had to happen that way to get me here to this amazing thing. In hindsight, I'm able to see clearly that this thing was the defining moment in my journey that led me to this point. In hindsight, I can see that if I don't change this particular habit of mine, I will keep getting what I've always gotten. And if I want to change what I've always gotten, then I will have to start to change what I have always done. And I can start doing that right now. And so I encourage you to do that, to reflect and look at the hindsight of your own human experience. And how might you be able to use that to change yourself, your habits, in a way that will give you the things that you want going forward into your future? Ponder that, friend. And until next time, be flowing.
Hi, friend, Winston here. Thank you for listening to the Find Your Flow podcast. I really appreciate you spending time here. So I want to hook you up with some free stuff from the Find Your Flow shop and some awesome discounts. So go ahead over to findyourflow.com/podcast VIP. That's podcast VIP, as in very important person, as you are to me for being a subscriber to the podcast on your favorite listening station, such as iTunes or Spotify or whatever. And I appreciate you so much for listening. Go there, put in your name and email address, findyourflow.com/podcast VIP, and I will send you some cool stuff. Thank you again, friend, for listening. Take care, and back to the show. Hi, friend. Do you have a business or a side hustle and you want to appear more professional and give yourself a sense of privacy so you're not always giving out your personal phone number when doing business transactions? Well, check out my friends at Freedom Voice. You can go to findyourflow.com/phone. And this is a company I've personally been using for years. And I really enjoy having a 1-800 number. That's my personal preference. You might choose a local number, but it's great because I get multiple extensions. So I have a different extension for each of my different companies, each of my different brands. If you have people on your team, you could give a different extension to each person on your team. They get their own voicemail, their own mailbox. So really powerful tool and a great way to up your professional game, your business game. So go to findyourflow.com/phone to learn more. And until next time, my friend, be flowing.